Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Dr. Miller, good to be speaking with you or anybody again. What do you got for us today?
Well, good morning, and thank you. And I am here with Judy Leach, our site administrator, so she'll make a few comments as well. I think things are looking very good this week for second dose vaccinations. Adventist Health is on schedule to do 420 this week, and MCC is on schedule to do a whopping 950 second dose vaccines this week. So that's pretty exciting. Still no word on when we're going to have more vaccines for first dose people. Judy, would you like to add something to that?
Well, again, thank you, Dr. Miller. It is a great opportunity for us to make sure that we get as many of our community members vaccinated as possible. And the vaccines that we're delivering through our clinics at CV Star are vaccines that have been made available through Adventist Health. In fact, last week, the vaccines that were brought in were through one of our other hospitals in Southern California, and that's part of the beauty when you're part of a health system where you are able to receive quantities of the vaccine from various parts of an organization. And I just wanted to give a huge shout out again to many volunteers that make this possible. And also to thank our community for their patience, you know, as they wait in line to receive their vaccine. I believe we had about 10 people giving the vaccinations last week. In addition to that, we have about 30 people who are working the lines doing paperwork and everything else. So big thank you for that.
Do you have any questions about the vaccines then?
No, I mean, it seems basically what it comes down to is we're concentrating on second doses right now and waiting to hear when there's going to be enough coming in to start people again on their first doses.
Right, that is correct. And that's following the state's guidelines. They've told us that we are to focus on second doses with the vaccines that we receive.
Anything else, Doctor?
Well, I thought just to, for a moment, mention something not COVID-related.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell the community that we're doing quite a bit of work to recruit specialists and primary care people here. And just to point out that Dr. Ploss, who is our cardiologist, is seeing patients once to twice a month. We also have recruited Dr. Aaron Check, who's a gastroenterologist, and he is coming out here on a regular basis to do colonoscopies and endoscopies, and that's going very well. He's based over in Ukiah, but coming out here regularly. We're also Dr. Bill Bowen, who's many people know because he's an outstanding orthopedic surgeon over in Willits. He's been coming out here for almost a year now to round on patients that we have that he does the cases over in Willits, and then the people recuperate and do their rehab here. And he comes weekly to round on them. And recently he told me that he's going to start doing a few surgical cases here.
All right.
Such as hips and knee replacements and things like that. We are, in addition to Dr. Bowen starting to do surgeries out here, we are actively recruiting to have a dedicated orthopedic surgeon here. We continue to recruit to have a dedicated oncologist here. Right now, we continue to have to staff that with rotating locum tenens physicians, but we are recruiting for a permanent oncologist. And lastly, it looks like we're going to be able to have a pulmonologist start coming out here for people who have lung disease and things like that. So I think it's going well. Also, we have a number of primary care providers that we're recruiting to the community. We have a couple new ones that are starting in the next few months. And I know that MCC has recently added two new primary care providers. So I think that's all really good news.
Yeah, certainly is. Certainly is. Well, good. The second doses of the coronavirus vaccine are being given. And slowly but surely, more personnel at the hospital. A good report this week, Doctor.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Rogalski here from the coast.